Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lowell. I'm back with Rick Bonskowski today. We're live from TC3, and it is the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship today here at 2 o'clock. The boys will follow at 4 o'clock. We will have both of those games for you right here on WCDO. Our opening matchup here is a dream matchup if you're a MAC fan. 5-seed Unitego against the Cinderella 10-seed Delhi Bulldogs. The fans continue to pour in here to TC3, and we'll welcome you into our Butler Auto pregame show. Glad to have you along. Of course, Butler has the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer overpriced. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. Well, the sectional finals, Coach, it's win, and you move on to the state tournament, lose, and you're on to the track or softball season. And what a matchup here between these two.
Yeah, you got two very talented squads out of the MAC. As you said earlier, you got the 5-seed Unitego coming in with a record of 16-5. They're number 14th in New York State rankings that came out on March 5th. And you have the Delaware Academy Bulldogs, the number 10 seed, coming in with a record of 15-7. They're ranked 13th in New York State in the last rankings for Class C. So should be a heck of a ball game. It'll be the third time that these two teams have met. But both teams did not have their full complement of players, I would say, in one of those matchups. So should be an interesting ball game tonight.
We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show, and when we come back, we'll break things down for DA and Unitego here on WCDO.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm checking out the vehicles on ButlerAutoSales.com. Tommy's car is on its last legs, and we can't justify the repair costs. So with his tax refund, there should be enough for a down payment.
It's so hard for young people to build credit these days.
No kidding. I'm hoping with a decent down payment from his tax refund and his 3 years of steady employment at the plant, he'll be able to get an affordable car loan payment.
Well, ButlerAutoSales.com is the right place. They have one of the biggest selections of late model pre-owned vehicles in the Tri-County area to choose from. And more importantly for Tommy, they specialize in getting people financed.
Yeah, that's true. And I heard they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 toward any trade-in, no matter the condition.
Well, good luck finding a vehicle. You're certainly in the right place. And don't forget, Tommy can also apply for credit right on their website.
I know. I'm just happy Tommy's tax refund will be put to good use this year.
Butler Auto Sales, with over 160 vehicles on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. See them all at Butler Auto Sales.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. It's the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. And folks, we also have a ton of special sponsors we'll be recognizing throughout the two broadcasts here this afternoon, because when you have Unitego and you have Delhi, these two communities always step up to support their kids and help us bring you these games. So a big thank you to all our special sponsors. And, of course, the Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. They were a huge sponsor helping us to bring you the semifinals during the week. And then we're going to have a ton of sponsors to talk about here today. And all right, so here's the timeline. This game is at 2 o'clock between Unitego and Delhi. Then at 4 o'clock, we're going to have the Delhi boys and Moravia right here in the Section 4 Class C championship game. And that's the only game we're going to have to double up on today, because that will also be the Section 4 Class D girls game, which is over at SUNY Delhi. That will be South Courtright Andes and Stanford Jefferson. So we'll be bringing you updates from that. And then later tonight, once we're off the air, you can follow me on Twitter, X, or NateLull.com. We're going to have some updates on that Section 4 Class D boys championship game between Morris and Worcester, and also be keeping an eye on the Cooperstown boys in Section 3 playing tonight up in Syracuse against Waterville for the Section 3 Class C championship game. So if that didn't confuse you, we'll just try to keep you on the straight and narrow for the rest of the day. But Coach and I are going to take a quick break here. Both teams walking out onto the floor. Starting lineups will be soon. National anthem all set for Unitego and Delhi. Doesn't get much better than this, folks. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Unitego girls and Delhi in the sectional final today, live from PC3. Greg is going to have the Unitego starters for you.
All right, Unitego, coached by head coach Bob Z, the Unitego Spartans. Starter number 3, junior Avery James. Number 10, senior Madison Birdsell. Number 11, 10th grader Harley Birdsell. Number 20, 10th grader Raylan Parks. And number 22, senior Lizzie Kraft.
On the other side for Delhi and head coach Todd Bruce, they will start with number 1, a sophomore Lexi Davis. A freshman, number 2, Jalen Prisco. A junior, number 5, Rebecca Verspoor. A sophomore, number 10, Tyler Epps. And an 8th grader, number 15, Danielle Innes. Delhi is going to be in the road. Maroon uniforms with that black trim and the white trim as well. It says Delaware Academy in black and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Unitego, the 5 seed, they got the home whites on with the green trim. It says Spartans in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. A nice crowd on hand here for this 5 versus 10 matchup. Probably a lot of bracket busters to get to this championship game. And we'll jump it up. Unitego is going to be going right to left on your radio dial, and Delhi, left to right. Danielle Innes will jump here for DA, and Lizzie Kraft, the MAC MVP, will be jumping it up here for Unitego. And we're going to get underway, and here we go. Opening tip goes to Unitego, going right to left on your radio dial here. We'll go to Harley Birdsell to the left side, into the corner now for Lizzie Kraft straight away. Kraft setting it up as Unitego takes their time here on this opening possession. Kraft, three-point line extended, goes to Parks, and now they're going to toss it away. It's going back to Delhi. What did you see in the opening 20 seconds here, Coach?
Well, it looks like Delhi came out in a man-to-man defense. Unitego did a good job of settling in and trying to be patient. It was unfortunately had an unforced turnover there. Looks like they were running a version of the flex, trying to get the ball to Lizzie Kraft, but it went out of bounds.
First possession of the afternoon here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Chance of defense from the Tego student section. Tyler Apps on the baseline. We'll feed one into the left corner. Now back to Epps as Delhi goes left to right. Prisco, a step back three, died on the back of the rim, kept alive. Here's Lexi Davis, pull-up jumper. She's fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but will go to the line. And, Coach, one thing, I haven't called the game here since 2019, but I always remember it's hard to find the out-of-bounds lines here. They kind of blend into the floor almost. There's a bunch of other lines, something to keep an eye on today.
Yeah, and there seems to be quite a few lines out there, lots of different colors, so something to keep an eye on. That foul was on number 11, Harley Bertzel, so her first here early. Something to also keep an eye on if either team gets into foul trouble.
Lexi Davis makes the first at the line, misses the second, and a rebound for Lizzie Kraft. So Delhi strikes first. They lead 1-0 here over Unitego in the opening minute of the game. Here from TC3 out in Dryden, New York. To the right side here for the Spartans. They'll bounce it through. They're looking for Harley Bertzel. She picks it up, had her pocket picked there by Tyler Epps. Was busted free, but Kraft jumped onto the loose ball. Now finding Maddie Bertzel inside for Parks, off her hands and out of bounds. It's going back to DA, and that's that signature defense they love.
Yeah, two possessions for Unitego so far, two turnovers, so I'm sure that Coach Z will try to get that taken care of.
Unitego going to bring a little full court pressure. Delhi will get it in to Lexi Davis. Both these teams have some younger players who make big contributions, especially on the Delhi side. The eighth grader, Danielle Innist. Good pass down low, looking for Verspore. Back out. Danielle along the baseline. Little floater there, misses it, and Parks has got a rebound. Danielle had a huge semifinal performance against Union Springs to lift Delhi here to the championship game as a 10 seed. 6:20 to go, first quarter. Delhi leading 1-0. Here's Avery James to the interior. A lot of contact, no whistle there. Ball is loose, and Delhi comes away with it. And they'll bring it back down the floor, going left to right. Here's Innis ahead now for Prisco across midcourt. Prisco will slow it down and go back to Danielle at midcourt. Now to Prisco, looking into the right corner in front of the Unitego bench. In the maroon with black and white trim. DA's got it. Left side here for Verspore. Still a 1-0 lead for the Bulldogs. And Danielle Innis has got a three-point line extended. Five on the shot clock. She's going to have to pull up. Hangs, left it short. Kraft with a rebound for Tego.
Both teams looking like they're a little flustered here early in this sectional final. I think nerves may be playing a little bit of impact here on the way both teams are playing.
Kraft across midcourt into the left corner. Little give and go for Bertzel. Now back up to Raylan Parks, and she's fouled at the high post with 5.5 to go here in this first quarter. And that'll give us a chance to recognize some of our special sponsors for this afternoon's game, including Cohen and Frazier Builders in Franklin and Unadilla, Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, and Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. So Parks to the line. We'll shoot two. And who was our foul on there, Coach?
Foul was on number one for Delhi.
Number one, Lexi Davis.
Yep.
Picks that up. Parks misses the first at the line here for the Spartans. They're still looking to get on the board for the first time this afternoon. And Parks' second shot is good.
Well, that's a strange score. I don't know how often you see that in a basketball game. 1-1.
1-1 with 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Tyler Apps, a pull-up jumper from the foul line. No, Lizzie Kraft, another rebound, and she's controlling the glass nicely here for Tego in the early going. Kraft across midcourt. Lizzie recently committing to SUNY Geneseo for her future basketball career for next season. And again, Unitego tries to go right corner. They throw it away. At least their third turnover on kind of a sloppy pass.
Both teams are playing really aggressive defense. Unitego's falling back into that 2-3 zone. They're full court press here, 2-2-1. Delhi's handled it here early, but usually Unitego gets some turnovers out of it.
Cross midcourt with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're tied 1-1. Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship. Tyler Apps calling out some plays. Now goes to Lexi Davis in the right corner. Again, DA going left to right. Good patience. They find Prisco, left side drive. Prisco will zip it out. Finds Apps, pump fake, steps into the paint, pull up for Tyler. No, Prisco with a big rebound. Didn't hit the rim, though, so the shot clock's at 5. Davis with an outside 3. That's no good. Rebound out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Unitego with 4:40 to go in the first. We're still tied 1-1 here, Coach.
Yeah, it looks like a baseball score here. A couple solo shots early.
It seems like our Stanford Jefferson Skeneva score the other night, which was 2-0 late in the first quarter of that ball game. Unitego comes back down the floor again in the white with the green trim going right to left with 4.5 to go in this first quarter. Live from TC3, Avery James tries to rip through, lost it, and Delhi's got a steal. Innes ahead now for Lexi Davis, and the breakaway layup for Lexi is good.
Really good recognition there by Innes to see that Davis was out ahead of the field. She did a really nice job of getting her that ball at the right time so she could finish in transition.
And Delhi now leads 3-1 with 4:10 to go here in the first quarter in the sectional finals. Unitego still trying to find their way. They go inside for Raylan Parks at the right low block. Has nowhere to go with it. And then it's stripped, but Harley Burtzel sweeps over and grabs it. 10 on the shot clock now for Tego. Back out Maddie Burtzel right side. Ahead now for Lizzie Kraft. Little crossover, Kraft pull-up jumper off the side of the rim. Rebound is tracked down and then out of bounds. Parks couldn't quite get there. And it's going to go back to DA with 3:45 to go in the first.
Boy, this is my first time in this gym, and it does seem very, like, cavernous. Like, there's a lot of space between the basket and that back wall. But both teams played here just the other day, so they're both have experience and were prepared and ready to know what they were going to face today.
And both teams scored a decent amount of points in the semifinals. So it is not their first time in the gym, as Coach said. They played the semis here on Wednesday night. And now it's stripped and taken away. And back down the floor here for Avery James. Unitego's got it. Trailing 3-1. Unitego's got to feel a little good. Hey, we're not scoring, but we're only down by two. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Burtzel. Takes the bump. Gets one off for Raylan Parks. Parks tries to get it back to Burtzel. A left-handed layup for Harley won't go. And Danielle Innes, the eighth grader, with the rebound. And she'll bring it down the floor with 3 to go in the first quarter. Delhi's got it in a 3-1 lead. Her pass, as she tried to zip one down low for verse 4, was knocked out by Unitego.
You also wonder if the low score is because these two teams are so familiar with each other. The coaches know each other pretty well and have played against each other for years here, so there's not a lot of secrets out here, I bet.
Delhi on the baseline to the right of the hoop will look to get it in. They find Lexi Davis. Step back three in the corner is good for Lexi Davis. She has all 6 of Delhi's points, and they lead 6-1.
Really nice pass there by Apps all the way across the baseline to that right corner for the 3.
2:40 to go in the first quarter. Here's Lizzie Kraft with a baseline drive trying to get things going for Unitego. It rolls off the front of the rim, and Delhi's got a rebound with 2.5 to go in the first quarter and a 6-1 lead. Apps down the left side of the court. Little crossover. Gets around her defender. A pull-up jumper for Tyler off the back of the rim. And a rebound for verse 4. Kept alive. They find Lexi Davis. Her jumper is long. And Prisco's got a rebound. And DA doing a great job on the glass here. Apps steps in. And her 15-footer is good. She's got it. And a timeout is going to be taken here by Unitego, I think. Yes, timeout taken. Apps gets the 2 points. We're going to step away. Delhi leads 8-1 in the early going here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 2:10 to go here in the first quarter, and the Delhi girls lead Unitego 8-1 in the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game. And Raylan Parks had to go to the bench, a bloody nose after that last play, so they're taking care of her. And so Gracie Tilt will check into the game now for the Spartans. We'll hope Raylan's okay. Looks like she's getting everything taken care of. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Unitego still looking for their first field goal of the game. Harley Burtzel comes off the screen. Her 15-footer bangs off the right side of the rim. And the rebound is tracked down by Tilt, but she couldn't hold on to it. And out of bounds it goes back to Delhi with a minute 50 to go, first quarter.
You've got to be impressed here early with Delhi's defense. Unitego really hasn't had very many good looks at the hoop at all here on the offensive end.
Here's Delhi coming across midcourt. with 1:40 to go in this first quarter. This very young squad, not a senior in the starting lineup for this DA group. For head coach Todd Bruce. Right side, they go to the high post now for Danielle Innes. A little up and over, tries to find verse four. She's immediately double-teamed. Innes, spin move in the paint, kicks one back out. Prisco, a straightaway three. That's in and out. And Kraft with another big rebound here for Unitigo. 1:15 to go, first quarter. Delhi 8, Unitigo nothing. Back to Kraft at midcourt. Cross that Panthers logo here at TC3. Unitigo going right to left. Kraft at the high post. Gets a pass from Avery James. Turnaround shot from a tough angle as well. Short. An air ball is scooped up here by Tyler Apps of Delhi. In transition, they go to Danielle Innes. Now back to Apps. Steps in. 12-footer. Left side. Too strong. Rebound. Verse four. Pump fakes and works it back out. We're under a minute to go in the quarter. Straight away for Lexi Davis. And she's got another one. Lexi with 9. She had 13 in the semis. She's picking right up where she left off.
Good ball movement there. Good recognition that she was open at that three-point line.
And Delhi has jumped out to an 11-1 lead here over Unitigo with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Kraft at the top of the arc to the left side. Baseline drive for Kraft. Tries to put it up. It's partially blocked. Rebound comes back out to Kraft. 10 on the shot clock. She never hit the rim the first time. Turnaround for Lizzie, and this one's short. And a rebound for Delhi with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Apps ahead for Lexi Davis. She kind of got stuck under the hoop at a tough angle. Has to kick it back out. Finds Apps and swish from the foul line. Apps has got 4, and Delhi leads 13-1. 5 seconds to go, first quarter. Kraft at midcourt looking to toss one up. The half-court heave is no good. Wow, what a first quarter. Delhi leads 13-1 over Unitigo. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Hi. I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's is celebrating March with the Reuben Sandwich, available all month long.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And we're back. Delhi girls leading 13-1 after the first quarter. We have it here. First possession of the second quarter. A missed shot there by verse 4 and a rebound for Unitigo. Let's see if they can get things going here for the Spartans in the second quarter. They find Gracie Tilt, and her layup won't go. Rolled off the front of the rim from a right-handed layup, and Delhi's got a rebound with Lexi Davis. Davis finds Tyler Apps to the left side, and she'll travel. Coach, Delhi beat Unitigo twice during the regular season. What were those scores? And we could talk a little bit more throughout the game on why those games were kind of funky in their own way.
So the first time they played was February 7th, so not that long ago, and Delhi won 53-35, and that game was at Unitigo. Then they played again on February 19th in the second round, like the consolation of the MAC playoff, and that score was Delhi 47, Unitigo 27. So both games, Delhi won.
And we'll give you some more info on those games here shortly. As here's Harley Bertzel to the left side, as Unitigo goes right to left, Bertzel with a runner in the lane, no good. Rebound for Raylan Parks, and that won't go down. Somebody put a lid on the rim for Unitigo. Spartans keep it alive. They find Avery James in the corner, and she's got it. Avery with a jumper along the left baseline, and she hits it. That makes it Delhi. Oh, and now a steal by Harley Bertzel. She'll pull it back down. It's 13-3. Unitigo trying to get some mojo going here with 6.5 to go in the second. And to the right side now for Matty Bertzel, back to Harley. Trailing 13-3. Still a lot of time left in this ball game, the Section 4 Class C Championship game from TC3. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Greg Bonskowski. A pass to the interior now, taken away by Delhi. Spore got her miss on it. And ahead for Lexi Davis, who's off to a great start with 9 points. Davis to Prisco. Back out straight away. Prisco taking her time. Bounce pass to the interior. They find Danielle Ennis. Back out. Lexi Davis, her jumper in the corner is good. A three ball for Lexi Davis. She's got 12 points, and Coach Z's seen enough. Delhi 16, Unitigo 3. We're going to step away, but not before saying thank you to a bunch of our special sponsors, including NYCM Insurance of Edmonton, Arabido Energy Products, TTC, Delhi Telephone Company, and Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning in Sydney. We'll be back. Delhi 16, Unitigo 3, early second quarter on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Some more special sponsors for this Section 4 championship game include Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich, Village Variety in Unadilla, and Morabito Gresham Insurance, plus Benson Agency Real Estate of Oneonta. Delhi girls leading 16-3. Coach, what a start here for Todd Bruce and his DA Bulldogs.
Yeah, and Lexi Davis is having a phenomenal game. I believe she's already in double figures. She up to 11 already?
12 points.
12 points. So she's been the spark, and you got to give Delhi's defense credit. They're not allowing Unitigo to even get settled into an offense or get good looks.
Athletic guards that just come at you from everywhere. As Kraft says, okay, I'm going to take on those athletic guards. It gets a little runner on the left side to go. That makes it 16-5. First bucket for Lizzie Kraft here. And now it's going back to Unitigo as Delhi gives it away.
Not sure if that was a travel or a double dribble, but either way, it's going back to the Spartans.
That was right around midcourt. We were kind of shielded through the trees there for that call. Unitigo gets it back, and they just need a couple possessions, I feel like, to go their way. There's Bertzel on the left side, into the paint, shovels one down low, finds Raylan Park. No, missed it. Rebound gets tapped out to Harley, though. Bertzel keeps it alive, back out to Kraft with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Kraft steps through, the left-handed runner, no. Rebound for Delhi, and we got a foul on Avery James. And, Coach, from our vantage point here, and correct me if I'm wrong, it really feels like Delhi is making an effort to really make Unitigo use the left hand, and it's just kind of an awkward shot there.
Yeah, I think they're making them have an effort to use the left hand, and they're forcing all plays offensively to that left side. And Unitigo's just struggling a little bit with it here early.
DA has it going left to right. Again, they're in the maroon with the black and white trim. Unitigo's in the white with the green trim. Here's Apps. Good pump fake. Takes her down low and can't get the shot to go. Avery James was on defense. Rebound for Unitigo. 4:55 to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi 16, Unitigo 5. Here in the sectional final from TC3. Back up top for Harley Bertzel. Straightaway three for Harley is a high-arcing moon ball that won't go. And the rebound comes to Prisco. And ahead for Tyler Apps. Apps across midcourt. Looking to get a little run here. A little hesitation. Apps kicks it out. Three-point line extended. Prisco into the paint. Can't get that shot to go. Out of bounds going back to Unitigo. And now the lid has kind of come over here on the Delhi basket.
Yeah, that was a really nice move there by Prisco.
Yes.
It looks like the ball went about 85% of the way down the hoop and then spun out.
Jalen Prisco, new to the starting lineup in the second half of the season, and she's been a tremendous addition. 4:15 to go in the second quarter. 16-5 our score. Delhi on top of Unitigo. Kraft with a straightaway three. It just died on the front of the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound for Delhi. Davis in transition. Stops. Wants a three and is able to get it off to Apps. Thought maybe they were going to call that. Instead, they give it back to Apps. And Delhi keeps the possession alive. Prisco takes it into the paint. Can't get that shot to go. Parks is back in the game after that bloody nose, and here comes Unitigo with 3:50 to go, second quarter. Unitigo trying to find some life on the right side. They'll work one back out for Maddie Burtzel to the left side for Harley. Dribble drive for Harley Burtzel, kicks one back out, Kraft. Her little shot in the paint won't go. Maddie Burtzel hustling, gets the rebound, back out for Parks, and her shot is too long. And Avery James has got the rebound now, and they can reset with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. The Delhi defense still swarming, making every pass difficult here for Unitigo. Delhi leading 16-5, 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Back out Harley Burtzel, 15 on the shot clock. At the foul line, she gets stripped, and we got a reach-in foul on that loose ball after it came out of Burtzel's hand. Wow, what a possession there. Just felt like it was going for 30 to 45 seconds.
Yeah, and a crucial foul there because that's going to be two on Davis. She's going to have to take a seat here, and she's really been the only one in the gym that liked the shooting atmosphere today. So we'll see how that goes. I probably would guess she's probably done for the half, especially with Delhi's lead here early.
Leah Young, a freshman, another young player, comes in off the bench for head coach Todd Bruce and Delhi. Unitigo has it, still going right to left. They're in their own offensive end. Right side now for Raylan Parks. They reverse it for Maddie Burtzel. Still plenty on the shot clock, coming up on 15. Harley jacks the three, left side, way too strong again, and a rebound for Delhi. Danielle Innes has not scored either, the leading scorer for Delhi, but she's really making a lot of other things happen with her passing and her play down low. Ball on the baseline. They tried to go down low to Danielle Innes, rolled on the line and out of bounds. Going to stay with DA.
I wouldn't be surprised here to see a out-of-bounds play that would try to get Innes in the scoring column.
Danielle, huge game in the semifinals over Union Springs, 23 points as the eighth grader. She'll work it into Tyler Apps in the right corner. Apps in the paint. Works one back out to Leah Young, out of verse four. Verse four, double team, gets it off to Danielle. Back to Tyler, pull-up jumper from the foul line is good for Tyler Apps, and she's got 6 points. That makes it 18-5 for Delhi with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Into the right corner here for Harley Burtzel. Dribbles out of trouble's way. Pass for Lizzie in the left corner. On the baseline drive here for Lizzie Kraft, and she's fouled, it looks like, on that baseline drive. We'll see who this is on for the Bulldogs. Some more of our special sponsors here for today's special Section 4 Class C Championships include Delaware National Bank of Delhi and Clapper Construction of Otigo.
That foul was on verse 4, her first. So no foul trouble there.
2:15 to go in the second quarter. Delhi 18, Unitigo 5. Left side here for Lizzie Kraft. A pull-up jumper for Lizzie. Boy, she's struggling today. Missed it off the back of the rim. Back down, they find Avery James, and she's got it in the foul. Great rebound by Lizzie. Passed it over the top. Finds Avery James for the bucket. And now Avery James will head to the line. And, you know, Coach, still a lot of time in this game. Tough opening half here so far for Unitigo, but still a long way to go.
Yeah, I think that Delhi is going to want that possession back. Not the first foul on verse 4. I thought that was a good foul. It took away Lizzie's driving angle. But there they had an opportunity for that rebound. They had that. They'd been coming up the lead with an 18-5 score. But they're still comfortably in front, but you don't want to give Unitigo any momentum.
18-8 as Avery James makes that foul shot. Here's Tyler Apps, and she's fouled with a jumper from the left elbow, and I think this might be on Harley Burtzel. With 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Yeah, that's going to be on Harley Burtzel, her second. And so this will send Tyler Apps to the line. And she'll step in. Apps bangs the first one home. And Tyler Apps now up to 7 points. Tyler just averaging over double figures. Round, I think it's 10-6.
10.6. Wow. 25th on the Nate Lowell scoring area.
How about that? Tyler gets the second one. No, misses it. Rims out. It's 19-8. A lot of the season she was averaging right around 7 or 8, but she's gotten hot the last couple of games of the regular season into the playoffs. Harley Burtzel tries to go coast to coast, misses the shot, and another rebound for DA as we come up on 1.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Prisco with a baseline drive. Stripped. It's on the ground, and we got a jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it back to the Spartans. Otherwise, Prisco might have had a wide-open layup. Good defense there by Unitigo. Don't forget, we'll have the boys' game after this. Section 4 Class C Championship between Moravia and Delhi. 1-2. That's going to be a whale of a game coming up around 4 o'clock. Ball loose on the floor. Madison Burtzel had it stripped. We got another jump ball. Great job by Verspore to get there, and the arrow gives it back to the Bulldogs.
Yeah, outstanding hustle there by Verspore. It's almost like she saw that ball on the floor, and I'm giving up my body for this. They just had to jump off. We get this one. It's our ball.
Leah Young coming out, and Paige Weaver, another sophomore, coming in here for DA. Weaver getting good minutes usually throughout the season. Bertzel to the bench. And Nika Hurlburt's going to come in for Unitigo, one of the JV call-ups for the second half, the postseason, I should say. 1:20 to go here in the second quarter. Prisco's got it near midcourt. Delhi going left to right. Again in the maroon with the black and white trim. Unitigo with the white and green. Here's Danielle Ennis. Great pass down low for verse four. And they're going to say a foul underneath on Kraft, it looks like.
Yeah. Verse four had gone up. She'd earned a trip to the free throw line. But I don't think she had 100% control of that ball. That's why she didn't go up. But then Lizzie kind of bumped into her, and that caused, it would have been a travel, but she moved because it was a foul. So that was a good call by the official, I thought.
Delhi gets it in. Their own offensive end going left to right. To the right wing side, Danielle Ennis will find Paige Weaver. Her jumper skims off the front of the rim, but Apps has got a rebound. Went into the land of the trees and grabbed it. We're under a minute to go in the second quarter. Delhi has got a fresh shot clock. Apps on the baseline. Will feed one now to Danielle Ennis, who hits the jumper from the right elbow. Her first bucket here for DA.
Well, if you told Coach Bruce, Ennis isn't going to score until less than a minute in the second quarter, but you're going to be ahead 21-8, I don't think he'd have believed you.
Yeah, no way. What a job here by the supporting cast for DA. Unitigo's got it. 30 seconds to go in the first half. A shot here by Maddie Bertzel is well short, out of bounds, and going back to Delhi. And they could play for the final shot.
And it just looks like Unitigo's a little out of sync offensively, Josh. I don't know if that's because Delhi's defense, or it just looks like they're out of sorts.
Delhi across midcourt with 20 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Apps has it. And we'll feed one off. We'll give and go with Prisco. Now back to Apps. They find Danielle. In it, pump fakes at the foul line with 10 on the shot clock, or 10 on the game clock, I should say. Back to Tyler. Now down to 5. Shot clock is off. Prisco straight away. 3. She got it. Jalen Prisco gives Delhi a 24-8 lead over Unitigo at the halftime break.
The thing I like about that, there was no reaction at all from Prisco on that made 3. She just immediately went to get back on defense. No smile, no fist pump, nothing. Just, hey, almost like I've been here before. I can do this.
What a first half here for Delhi. Couldn't script it any better. They lead 24-8 at the halftime break over Unitigo in the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship here live from TC3. Again, want to thank some more of our special sponsors, including Lasting Impression, Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. Again, can't thank them enough for their sponsorship of the semifinal coverage we did as well. Houston and Benson Insurance in Delhi, Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, and Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton. Halftime score, Delhi girls lead Unitigo 24-8 in the sectional championship game. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
A proud sponsor of high school sports.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Live from TC3, Delhi girls lead Unitigo 24-8 here at the half in the Section 4 Class D Championship game. It's time for the Morabito Energy Product Halftime Report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT. Keep your family warm this winter. Well, good friend of the program, Dave Smith, is with me here for halftime. I said, hey, if you're going to be here, Coach, I'd love to have you at halftime of the girls and the boys game. He's coaching up at West Canada Valley, but you follow Section 4 probably more than most of the people in Section 4. You know both coaches. You know both programs. You're a DA grad. What's your thoughts on this crazy first half here?
You know, you and I called that state title game a few years back when Delhi won, I think, 2018. And, you know, you just look at the preparedness. Not to say Unity was not prepared, but, man, Todd has got his kids playing really hard. They're not nervous. It's like, you know, for as young as they are, they really act like they've been here before.
Coach, you've had young guys on your squad that have stepped up big over the years. Is it a young thing where they don't realize they're in this huge moment on this big stage and that you don't always get back here? Are they just out there playing ball?
I think it's all preparation. I think it's what you do in the regular season, who you play, where your schedule is, going on the road. And I'm sure from what I remember, I mean, I know Delhi does. We played Delhi this past year on the boys' side, but I know the girls go out and kind of, you know, your non-league schedule. And I mean, these guys have played each other now the fourth time this year. So, I mean, they know each other inside and out. And I think these kids are just like, hey, we know them. It's a comfortability thing. And unfortunately, one team is making the other uncomfortable right now.
I'm glad you brought that up. Both these teams went out and really challenged themselves in the non-league, playing all over the state, different teams from different sections. And so a lot of people have said, Nate, how is Delhi making a run as a 10 seed? And they said, well, the record's a little deceiving. You go out, and you're a big proponent of this, go out and play some big schools, play some teams that are really tough and are going to challenge you, so you're ready for sectionals. So they had some losses on their record, but a lot of them were close losses against huge, very talented programs and paying off here.
Nate, you know what? Here's the thing about sectionals. Everybody starts with the same record, and it's win or go home. That's it. So if you're going to go out and, you know, records can be deceiving, and you go out and you play a tough schedule, it puts you in the exact moment that both teams are in. I mean, I think Delhi's, what, a 10 seed, and UNITG was a 5. I mean, so you don't even have a top 4 seed here in the finals. So I think it just goes to show the coaching ability of both these coaches and being here, but just the fact that they load their schedules up non-league, and they played each other a few times and they know each other.
All right, so we'll put you in the locker room for UNITGO right now. If you're Bobby Z, what's your halftime speech to try to say, hey guys, we got a lot of time left, we got a whole half, how do we chip back into this game?
I mean, you're down, what do we got here, Nate? 16?
Yeah.
You're down 16, it's 8 possessions, and you're going to get probably 35 possessions in the second half. So can Bobby Z find a way to get those key stops and key moments? I mean, there was a couple of times there they cut it to 10, and then Delhi goes on a 6-0 run. So I think that they got to cut down on the 6-0 run and really come out right now. And they've got the first 4 or 5 possessions this half are really important. You've got to get Todd Bruce to call a timeout here in the first 4 minutes.
If you are Todd Bruce, how do you tell your team, keep your foot on the gas, we cannot coast in the second half?
You took the words out of my mouth. Foot on the gas. It doesn't matter who's on the other side. You stick to your game plan. You stick to getting the ball off the floor, take the open looks. That's one thing I was really impressed with Delhi so far here in the first half. I mean, I know Danielle Ennis is probably their best player sitting over there. However, every other guard has really stepped up, some humongous threes, and I think they got to continue to play with that loose mode.
Yeah, if you had told Todd that Danielle would have 2 points at halftime, he'd be up 24-8. We were joking. I don't think he'd believe you. So, Coach, before we let you go, we'll have you back at halftime of the boys' game. So going into Moravia Delhi boys, which is coming up around 4 o'clock, what do you think?
You know, I got a gut feeling. I think Delhi is going to win their first sectional title since 1978. I think this team, we played them this year. It was a lot of fun. We played Cooperstown, too, on our side. That they're in the sectional final. But for Delhi, I just think they have the size, the grit, and I think they've been playing at extremely high level here down the stretch. And I think, you know, I don't like throwing predictions out like that, but I think Warren Kelly and the Delhi Bulldogs move on this year.
Can't wait to talk to you at halftime of that game. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see you then.
Thanks, Nate.
All right, we're going to take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Delhi girls lead UNITGO 24-8. Third quarter coming up on CDO.
At Sydney Federal Credit Union, your security is our priority. Remember, we will never call, email, or text asking for your online banking username, password, or verification codes. If someone does, it's a scam, plain and simple. Protect yourself by staying alert, and when in doubt, contact us directly. SFCU, banking easier.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
You are
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. We are just underway here in the third quarter of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship. Greg Bonskowski back with me now after Dave Smith came over to visit during halftime, and a steal by DA to open the second half as they'll bring it down going right to left now. Here's Danielle Ennis. Good bounce pass into the corner. Somehow got through to Lexi Davis, and she's back out there playing with those two fouls. Again, Delhi leading 24-8.
These first few minutes, I think, are important for both teams. Unitiga wants to get back in the game, and Delhi wants to make sure that Unitiga knows, hey, we're in control of this game right now.
Danielle Ennis tries to go over the top, and Lizzie Kraft got a piece of it down low, and a steal now for Unitiga going left to right. Back to Harley Bertzel. Little dribble drive for Harley, steps in for a long two, and got it. Big bucket there for Unitiga's Harley Bertzel. Actually, her first basket of the afternoon. Makes it 24-10. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And Delhi's got it again, going right to left. We talked about it halftime. How do they keep their foot on the gas here in the second half, despite having this big lead? For Spohr down low, muscles it up, it rolls off the back of the rim. Boy, hung up there for a second or two, wouldn't go.
Unitiga has changed defenses. They're now in a 1-3-1.
Here's Harley Bertzel to the rim again, and she scores. Great move there to make it 24-12. And Delhi's not going to go quietly, and now a steal by Kraft in the backcourt. Kraft has got it, and she'll come across midcourt. Bob D, Brian Bertzel must have got him fired up in the halftime break. Here's Bertzel, kicks out, finds Madison Bertzel. A three there is too strong. Out of bounds, going to stay with the Spartans, though, off the hands of Danielle Ennis.
No shot clock reset, though, because the ball didn't hit the rim, so only 16 left.
6:20 to go, third quarter. We're live here at TC3 this afternoon. Boys' game will be coming up at 4. Delhi against Moravia. Here's Lizzie Kraft feeding one back out for Avery James. In the paint, little step up and under for Avery. Won't go. Rolls off the foot, though, of Danielle Ennis. Kind of slipped through her hands off her foot and out of bounds.
But again, no rim contact. Now they're saying it did hit the rim. I didn't think it did.
6:10 to go here in the third.
So they reset it to 30.
They do get the reset, as Coach said. Inside for Parks. He's been playing after getting bopped in the nose there, had that bloody nose early in the first half. Harley with a straightaway long three or two.
Gave it a two.
So Bertzel's got six straight points here to start the second half, and it's 24-15. And Delhi's going to call a timeout with head coach Todd Bruce. 5:52 to go in the third. Unitiga's got some life. Delhi 24, Unitiga 15 on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Unitiga has new life early in this third quarter. It's Delhi 24, Unitiga 14. Six straight points for Harley Bertzel has got things going here for Unitiga. Can they keep that momentum, or will the timeout settle Delhi down? And to the left side here, Delhi with the ball. And this defense for Unitiga is swarming right now, and a steal by Lizzie Kraft. Across midcourt, Kraft, little crossover, finds Bertzel, comes off a screen, wants another shot, hits the front of the rim, won't go. Danielle Ennis with a rebound.
Yeah, nice rebound there by Danielle. That was a strong rebound to say, hey, let's go. Let's get things going back in our direction.
And they find Lexi Davis, a great bounce pass from Ennis into the corner, and Davis hits. She's up to 14 points. Makes it 26-14 with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Bertzel across midcourt. Dumps a pass inside for Raylan Parks, and she's blocked out of bounds by Danielle Ennis.
Great block.
Danielle, cool, calm, collected, never shows a ton of emotion. You would never know she's in eighth grade.
And that was a solid move from Ray Lynn there. But
that's great.
Good play on both ends.
Unitico's got it going left right now. A steal. Good hands there by Prisco to knock it away from Kraft. And a hit for Tyler Apps. Cross midcourt. Little stutter step. Apps into the left corner as Delhi goes right to left. They'll fish one back out to Apps. Steps in for a long two. Yes, she's got it. And Apps is up to 9 points now.
I really like her game. She could have thrown that ahead early but decided, hey, that wasn't the best choice. She got set up. She has that little mid-range jumper, which is kind of a lost art. She has that down.
Delhi 28, Unitego 14, with 4.5 to go in the third. And again, what a group of underclassmen here for head coach Todd Bruce. Here's Harley Bursell at the top of the key. Good move there. Gets to the foul line. Harley with a shot off the back of the rim. Rebound 4-4 underneath for Delhi. And a head down for Danielle Innes in transition. Danielle in the paint. Steps through and is stripped. Foul's going to be on the floor. Danielle is tough, too, because you can put her down low, but you can bring her out as a guard, too. She can handle the ball, and she was great in transition right there.
And that's the first of the half for Lizzie Kraft, but her second overall, so that's something to pay attention to here as well.
And they get the ball into Danielle Innes, misses the shot off the back of the rim, and Maddie Bertzel's got a rebound. Shot out of a cannon down the right wing side. Double team that you double dribbled, they say. Right in front of the Unitego bench, it's going back to D.A. 4:10 to go in the third. Delhi girls leading Unitego 28-14 in the Class C Section 4 championship game.
Give Coach Bruce credit there. That timeout that they took at 5:52 of the third was pivotal here. It's allowed Delhi to kind of settle back in.
Delhi with the ball in the left corner. Prisco, chest pass, far side. Danielle Innes, right side, back to Prisco. Steps into the high post. Innes, good pass down low. No, intercepted. Well done by Bertzel there. I thought she was going to get the backdoor cut. But Bertzel says no, and here comes Unitego after the steal. And taken right back by Tyler Apps. Picked her pocket. Apps in transition down the right side. Apps stops and has it taken away by Maddie Bertzel. An equally great defensive play. And here we come back for Unitego. 3.5 to go in the third. Delhi 28 and Unitego 14. They go to Kraft on the right side. Kraft, crossover into the paint. We'll pull one back out here for Maddie Bertzel. Pulls up from the foul line. Died on the back of the rim, and Prisco's got a rebound. And they're looking to run. Ahead for Lexi Davis. Davis with a game-high 14 so far. Backs her way into the left corner. Now pulls it out. 20 on the shot clock. Apps at the top of the key. And they'll work it inside. Now back for Davis in the corner. Great ball movement here by D.A. Shot clock coming up on 10. Into the corner. Davis lost control of it. And now we got a jump ball. Arrow keeps it with D.A. Shot clock's at 9.
Delaware Academy is doing a good job of trying to attack this Unitego 1-3-1 zone, but they just need to make crisper passes. Some of the passes have not been right on the money when people are open to shoot. Because it's a bad pass, now they don't have a chance to shoot the ball.
Bulldogs get it into Apps at the top of the arc, 5 on the shot clock. Davis is going to have to fire one. It's well short. And a rebound for Verspor, but it's a shot clock violation as it never hit the rim. Back to Unitego. 2:50 to go in the third. It's Delhi 28, Unitego 14. Unitego made a nice little run, but Delhi seems to have answered here, Coach.
Yeah, that timeout I thought did wonders for the Bulldogs.
Unitego going left to right. Avery James into the right corner on the baseline. Finding Kraft, a little up and under, and a traveling violation on Lizzie Kraft. Kraft with 2 points here this afternoon. The MAC MVP. Delhi has really focused on her this afternoon.
And on the other side, Ennis. She only has 2, correct?
Yeah, only 2.
So kind of a unusual game here today.
Danielle to the high post. Dishes into the corner now for Tyler Apps. Some contact there. Misses the shot. Rebound for Harley Bertzel after the Delhi miss. In transition now, Bertzel. Top of the key. Unitego going left to right as we come up on 2:10 to go in the third. Bertzel into the paint. Back out for Maddie Bertzel. Her jumper is short. Rebound Tyler Apps. And D.A. looking to run across the Panther logo at midcourt here at TC3. Little dribble drive. Apps kicks out. Finds Prisco. Steps in. Prisco's shot is well short. Out of bounds and going back to Unitego. And just like when we're at Delhi, Coach, there's 3 3-point lines here. And I've seen a few times tonight where they maybe aren't quite sure where their feet are.
Yeah, and there's a lot of room behind the hoop and on the sides as well. So it's a kind of a cavernous building.
Here is Lizzie Kraft down low for Raylan Parks. Unitego on this possession, trailing 28-14 in the sectional final.
Harley back up near midcourt. Little dribble drive for her. Back out to Parks. Five on the shot clock. Harley straight away. Three. Buckles on the side of the rim and a rebound for Delhi. With 1:20 to go here in the third. Danielle Ennis in transition. Wants to stop and pop and hit. The eighth grader now with 4 points.
Good recognition there by her that nobody was picking her up. She dribbled right to about the foul line. Pull-up jump shot. That's easy basket for her.
Delhi 30, Unitigo 14. Bertzel off the back of the rim. Can't get it to go. And Danielle Ennis with another rebound here for DA as they'll bring it down the floor. Late here in this third quarter, a quick-moving third quarter as well. They go to the high post for Danielle. Little spin move here, and the turnaround for Danielle missed it on the side of the rim. Don't forget, our special sponsors today include SFCU, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Gavin's Pizzeria in Sydney, and Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin. As we got a foul, as Harley tries to go into the paint and gets the foul there with 38 seconds to go in the third. We'll see who it's on. Delhi going to the bench. Paige Weaver coming back in. Leah Young, Davis, and Verspoor to the bench. Little protection, little breather.
That foul was on Innes for first.
Unitigo gets it in. They find Kraft. Good spot down low, and Lizzie's able to finish. Lizzie had a monster second half against Newark Valley, upsetting the one seed in the semis. She's going to need some magic here in the second half. Delhi with 25 seconds to go in the third, leading 30-16. Delhi will work it back up. Apps wants to kind of reset here on offense, work some clock. They go to Paige Weaver. Weaver back out for Prisco. Up top for Apps. 10 seconds left, game clock into the corner. Long two here for Delhi, no good. Rebound for Unitigo. Can they get a shot off? Midcourt. They try to go ahead, and it's knocked down. Couldn't get the shot off in time. Three quarters in the books. Delhi 30, Unitigo 16. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Senior. Welcome back, everybody. Delhi 30, Unitigo 16 as we start the fourth quarter here live from TC3. Don't forget, we'll have the Delhi boys and Moravia coming up in the boys Section 4 Class D Championship at about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Spartan Tavitt at the high post. Now they'll go to Maddie Bertzel. Down to Lizzie Kraft on the near side. Tyler Epps tied up and got the ball somehow out of there to Danielle Innes. They let her hand it off. Delhi in transition. Unitigo trying to hustle back on defense. They find Apps, brought about a three, thought better of it, goes in for a long two, instead missed it long, and Parks has got it for Unitigo. They got 8 minutes to save their season. Maddie Bertzel over the midcourt timeline here for Unitigo. They trail again 30-16. At what point do you have to have it under 10 here, Coach, if you're Unitigo? Here's Bertzel with a bank. She's got it. Maddie Bertzel.
Maybe like 4 minutes. Five, somewhere in there.
Makes it 30-18. It's in transition. A tough hanging shot, and Danielle's got it. She's up to 6 points. Makes it 32-18.
She's going to make shots like that, maybe with about six.
32-18, our score. Here's Kraft. Wants to go right back into the paint for Lizzie. Off the back of the rim. First four with another key rebound. Danielle across the midcourt timeline. wants to maybe take over this game, gets stripped of the ball, out of bounds, going back to Unitigo. 6:45 to go in the fourth. Looked like the C was going to part there for an open layup, but somehow knocked out of her hands at the last moment.
Yeah, I think a Unitigo defender got their hand on the ball and it went off her leg. So give credit to Unitigo there.
6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi girls leading 32-18 here over Unitigo. Spartans have it with Harley Bertzel. Into the paint, shovels one off here for Avery James. Now back out to Maddie Bertzel. Steps in for a long two. It's off the back of the rim, and in it's with another rebound. Here comes Delhi going right to left. Again in the maroon with the white and black trim. He goes in the home whites with the green trim. Apps willing to chew a little clock. Forces one far side for Prisco in front of the Delhi bench as they go right to left. Reversing it around the top of the arc. Good ball movement, 10 on the shot clock. Prisco back to Apps. They're going to have to move soon. They go to Innes. On the baseline, Prisco stripped. Back out to Danielle. 4 on the shot clock. Long 2. Missed it. Rebound kept in by Delhi. Ball loose on the floor, and Danielle Innes has got it, and they'll work it back up.
Great job by Prisco there. She tipped it back out so Delhi could save it.
One of the smaller players, too, somehow got that rebound. Tyler Apps up near midcourt. We got a lot of collisions here off that screen. Ball pops free, and Unitigo's got it going left to right. Left wing side. Now for Harley Bertzel. Steps up for a long two. Bounces high off the rim. The shot is no good, and we got a foul underneath here on Avery James, and it's going back to Delhi as they lead 32-18 with 5.5 to go. Timeout taken here by Coach Z. And again, thank you to all our special sponsors here for our two games this afternoon, including Conan Frazier Builders of Franklin and Unadilla, Benson Agency Real Estate of Oneonta, and Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. We'll be back fourth quarter, 5.5 to go on CDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter, Delhi 32, Unitigo 18. Coach, a key here for, I'm going to ask the key for Delhi to try to put this thing on ice. What do you think?
Key for Delhi is to execute on offense and take good shots, not early in the shot clock.
Oh, boy, a nice pass underneath. They find Danielle Ennis up and in. She's starting to rack it up. She's got 8, and Delhi leads 34-18.
There's not a ton of possessions left here in this game, and if Delhi executes on offense.
Raylan Parks on the inside. A great give and go with Maddie Bertzel, and they connect.
Yeah, that was nice. Good fundamental basketball there.
Raylan Parks finishes it off, and it's Delhi 34, Unitigo 20. And to the right side, a great pass from Innes down low for Verspoor. Hit the rim twice, won't go. Verspoor gets a rebound, and she's fouled. And Verspoor is going to go to the line. Just one of those gritty players that no points so far today, but has played every minute and has really made a difference, I think.
And that's the third foul on Lizzie Kraft. And important to note, after that timeout there with 5:31 to go, Unitigo switched out of that 1-3-1 zone and went to pressure man-to-man in the half court. So
Verspoor gets the first to go.
They're recognizing that there's not a lot of possessions left, and they're trying to increase the tempo. See if they can force some turnovers and some easy baskets.
And 4:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's Delhi 35, Unitigo 20. And Verspoor gets the second one to go. Makes it 36-20 with 4:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. Spartans have it, and they'll bring it down, trailing by 16. Here to Maddie Bertzel. What's the word on the street, Coach?
The word on the street is the boys' team will not start before 4 o'clock.
Okay, good to know. We might be spinning some tunes for the next little bit after this game finishes up. with 4.5 to go in the fourth. Delhi leading 36-20. Tego with the ball out of bounds is going to have it underneath the hoop to the right side of the basket. Spartans will have it.
Sense a little frustration starting to grow from Unitego here.
And this is what I've seen from Delhi all year. They get a steal here. They wear you down and frustrate the heck out of your guards. And you start to make some silly decisions sometimes. Here's Danielle, and they're going to say a traveling violation. What do you think?
It was. It didn't look like it. From our angle, we had a really good view. She definitely walked. A Unitego defender, one of the guards, was kind of in her way and caused her to pause just enough that she dragged that pivot foot.
4:15 to go in the fourth. It's Delhi 36, Unitego 20. Kraft, the jumper from the left elbow won't go. A rebound for Harley Birchall, and it's in. She's got eight. Makes it 36-22. Delhi back down the floor. There's that four-minute mark we talked about. Innes with a long two. That's off the back of the rim. Maybe a little early in that shot clock. Unitego's got a rebound. They got to start moving now. Clock is working against them. They'll dish one off here for Harley Birchall. A little killer crossover. Birchall in the paint. Harley to Maddie. The two cousins working together. And now for Harley Birchall. A step back three. In and out. Top three. And Danielle Innes another rebound with 3.5 to go in the fourth. Can't wait to see that final stat line for Verspore and Danielle on rebounding. What a pass by Danielle on the back door. She finds Verspore for the finish.
That's the play you talked about. I mean, she gets that rebound down here on the defensive end, takes the ball the length of the floor, and throws a phenomenal bounce pass to her post partner, Verspore, for an easy layup.
Here is Avery James back out. Harley Birchall, a three, died on the front of the rim. Apps with another rebound with 3 minutes to go in the fourth. And Delhi in full control right now, 38-22. And the Bulldogs trying to book their tickets back to the state tournament. Haven't been there since Coach Bruce won it all back in 2018. Coming off of a screen, Tyler Apps. Bounce pass into the corner, finding Lexi Davis. The hot hand from early in the game. Can't get this one to go. Rebound for the Spartans. And they try the home run pass ahead for Raylan Parks. And from a tough angle, it hits the underneath of the hoop. She was trying to get that layup off. Out of bounds and back to Delhi. And that's the kind of afternoon I think it's been here for the Unitego Spartans, Coach.
Yeah, they had an open layup, and pass was just a little too far ahead and wasn't able to corral it and then go up. Putting a little full-court pressure here, though, on Delhi. Delhi is going to bring it up and then just kind of execute, use some clock. Don't need to shoot early in the shot clock here.
Down into the left corner. A timeout is going to be taken here by Delhi with 2:26 to go in the fourth. It's Delhi 38, Unitego 22. Can the Bulldogs put the icing on the cake in the sectional finals? We'll find out when we come back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi 38, Unitego 22. And the Bulldogs trying to put the icing on this one. They'd be looking for their first sectional title since 2018, the year when Coach Bruce, his daughter Logan, went on to win the Section 4 Class D championship and then the Class D state title that year. 2:20 left here in the fourth. On the right side for Danielle Innes. Pump fakes. Drops one back off. Shovels it to Lexi Davis. And back out to Tyler Apps. Wants to step up a long two. Is an air ball out of bounds. Had to shoot it with the shot clock going off.
That's okay. That's a positive possession for Delhi. Took 30 seconds off the clock. That's 30 seconds. Unitego doesn't have to score. So a lot of times kids don't understand it. They think you've got to score right away. Got to know the time, the score, and the situation.
Here's Avery James working it back out to Raylan Parks. Her jumper is good from the foul line. A long two for Raylan Parks. That makes it Delhi 38, Unitego 24. With 1:45 to go in the fourth quarter, the 10 seed is about a minute and a half away from maybe winning the sectional title. We got a foul on Unitego on the floor on the left wing side. And you know Coach Bruce, he's going to coach it up until the final horn. The way he preps, getting his teams ready for these ball games. Delhi will look to get it in. And pretty close.
A timeout? No, five. Thought maybe Coach Bruce was going to bail her out there, but he looked a little frustrated. Man, yeah. Unity will get it back.
But that's a good learning experience, though, for a young player. Hey, you got to know in your head when you get to four, you got to throw it in or you got to call timeout yourself.
Here's Kraft in the left corner now for Unitigo. Left it short, and she has just not been able to find the bottom of the bucket. Lizzie with 4 points today.
And there's verse four with the hard hat lunchbox, doing the dirty work down there, getting another rebound. She's really played a solid game tonight.
Going to be tough for our awards here tonight, Coach. This afternoon, I should say. Delhi working as much clock as they can. 1:15 to go here in the fourth. Shot clock to 10. Apps will get one off to Lexi Davis. Shot clock at 8. Delhi just content to chew it up. Apps with a straightaway shot missed it, but again, they ate up a ton of time there with 1:03 to go. Going to go back here to Delhi. Or excuse me, to Unitigo, I believe. I think they're kind of arguing between jump ball here on the rebound or shot clock violation. And although, and even though we're all the way out here at TC3, we do have one of our local crews out here.
Yep.
For this contest. Lizzie Kraft getting taken out of the game here. Here come the tears. A hug for Coach Bertzel, a hug for Coach Z. 1,000-point scorer will be playing at Geneseo next year. Tough way to go for Lizzie Kraft and for Maddie Bertzel, the senior. Embracing and hugs. Always a tough time of year when it comes down to that. A minute to go in the fourth, and Delhi is 60 seconds away. And into the left corner here for the Spartans. Stripped. Apps is on it. We got a jump ball. 50 seconds left. Both coaches going to the bench now, bringing in some substitutes. Lexi Davis is going to get subbed out. Raylan Parks for Unitigo. The Delhi fans on their feet. Prisco goes to the bench. Innes and Apps are going to stay in, I think, just to keep the peace here a little bit down the stretch. But two games here today for Delhi, and so far, so good if you're a Bulldogs fan. They lead 38-24. Again, this will be their first sectional title since 2018. And they'll look to get it in the backcourt. They have it. And looking to come across midcourt. Again, this boys game will not start until 4 o'clock, so we will be taking a little break between the two games. We'll have our awards and our postgame show coming up. 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. They'll pull it out. Delhi content to work it around. They do have some substitutes in right now. Apps with the ball. Shot clock to 10. They go to Leah Young in the far side. Down to 4. They do toss one up from the left corner. It won't go. And we got a rebound here for Unitigo with 17 seconds left. They'll bring it in here with Zoja Dose. And her shot won't go. Out of bounds going back to Delhi. The countdown's on with 10 seconds left. A tough one today for Unitigo. Harley Bricks will get subbed out. 38-24. All these kids on both sides work hard. AAU, travel ball, individual workouts. It's tough when you get this far and it doesn't work out. But somebody's always going to go home unhappy this time of the year. But it's going to be Delhi's day. The 10 seed is going to win the Section 4 Class C title. Down to 5 seconds left. Ball will roll out here with 1.8 left. And what a showing for Coach Bruce. A great start. They jumped out 13-1, and that was enough to hold on. A couple of nice runs by Unitigo, especially to start the second half. Delhi's got to get it in one more time, and they do. And that's going to do it. Delhi is your 2025 Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Champions, the first championship since 2018 here for the Bulldogs. They mob out onto the court. Standing ovation from their fans. 38-24 the final. Postgame show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Umpthall Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umpthall is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Umpthall hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umpthall Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, we are back here at TC3 to wrap things up for the girls' game. Delhi, the 10 seed, your 2025 Section 4 Class D girls basketball champs with a 38-24 victory over Unitigo. Unitigo's getting their runner-up sectional medals right now. Delhi will get the plaque and their medals here shortly. But let's run through our scoring summary here first for Unitigo. They are led 8 points by Harley Burtzel, 5 apiece for Avery James and Raylan Parks, 4 for Lizzie Kraft, and 2 for Madison Burtzel. On the other side for Delhi, pretty balanced. 14 for Lexi Davis, 9 for Tyler Apps, 8 for Danielle Innes, 4 for Rebecca Verspore, and 3 for Jalen Frisco. So we'll get into our 3 awards now, and Coach and I just want to have a little disclaimer here. A lot of different players could get these awards today. So it is what it is. We only have 3 to give out, 2 to Delhi, 1 to Unitigo today. I'd love to give you all an award, but got to make some tough choices out here. And we've done a lot of these games this year between, you know, Delhi, Unitigo, so hopefully we've given out enough throughout the season to make everybody happy with the hardware. All right, first up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We wanted to go with Lexi Davis here, 14 points at the game high, got them off to a good start. She was tremendous.
Yeah, I think her baskets early. I mean, early there, she had almost all of Delhi's points in the first quarter, and Delhi got out to that early 13-1 lead, and that really was the difference the rest of the way. So she really shot the ball well. She did a lot of other things, too. She has had a good game today, and be very proud.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Remember, Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We wanted to go with kind of the unsung hero here, Rebecca Verspore. Great rebounding and great defense down low.
Yeah, I mean, she did everything that a coach would want a player to do. But if you looked at the box score after the game, you probably wouldn't know the things that she contributed to this win tonight. I thought she played outstanding defense against Lizzie Kraft. I think she held the MAC MVP to 4 points tonight. And she just had every key rebound. She was always around the ball. She just did a phenomenal job today.
Lastly, we have the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. Well, for Unitigo, we're going to go with Harley Burtzel here. 8 points. Had that real nice run to start the second half. Not a lot popped off the page here offensively, but Harley gets it done there. It looked like they were going to jump right back into the game, but Delhi just a little too much down the stretch.
Yeah, and I mean, she worked really hard to get those points, but she was able to give Unitigo a little bit of spark there at the start of the second half, but it just wasn't enough to get past the lead that Delhi had established in the first half. But I thought she played hard. She's a talented player. She did make some shots from the perimeter, a couple drives to the basket, so she gets the all-purpose award today.
So, Delhi down taking their championship photo underneath the basket with the plaques and the Section 4 banner, their medals, and we'll have a little bit of a break here before we come back with our Butler Auto pregame show. This is nice. We usually get about 5 seconds between games, so this is great that we'll have a little bit of time to reset. And when we come back, probably right around 3:45, we'll have Moravia boys and Delhi in the Section 4 Class C Boys Basketball Championship. Moravia the one seed, Delhi the two. Really looking forward to that game a little bit later here this afternoon. If you're looking for full stats and all that, you can find it on my Twitter, my X page. Later tonight, we'll have it on NateLull.com. But huge congratulations to Coach Bruce, his entire staff, a very young squad. I mean, when you look at it here today, here's the players who scored. Sophomore, freshman, junior, sophomore, eighth grader. They'll have this entire group back next year that scored at least tonight. And when I'm looking down the roster here, one senior, two seniors on this entire team. He's done a magical job with this group to come from the 10 seed, one of the toughest schedules in probably New York State in terms of Class C. They went out, challenged themselves, took an overnight trip up north, invited great teams to their tournament, held their own in that Cooperstown tournament. Just hats off to Coach Bruce and his staff. So, Coach, we'll see you again in a little bit.
Yep, I'll be here.
All right. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. Huge thank you to Jim Tomeo and to Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios in Sydney for helping us produce today's game. And we will be back with Moravia boys in Delhi at about 3:45 on WCDO.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Sometimes we're at war again. Save the world.